your vibe. Yes, we live. The Fam 305. Take a ride. The Fam 305. Yes, all night. The Fam 305. Let's get right. The Fam 305. Sit back and take a ride. The Fam 305. Let go. The Fam 305, Mama G ready all the time. The Fam 305, K-Dub sniping on the right. The Fam 305, Dre talking ish all night. The Fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. The Fam 305, the Fam 305, the Fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. Hey, no va tanto, no va tanto. Hey, no va tanto, hey, no va tanto, no va tanto. All right, y'all, here's your host for tonight for the Fam 305 podcast.
Yeah, that's horrible when people don't come. That's the worst. No patan.
Are you married?
And we're back.
Do you have kids?
No.
See, then you don't. You can't.
I don't.
All right, so we're jumping right into this. Fam Media, it's... I did call the episode, the last episode, Where's the Ricotta? So I'm going to change it up. So the theme is... Whatever. Ricotta, ricotta, tomato, tomato.
And you still don't know how to say it right? You can sit down. I don't.
It's a twist top, by the way. All right, first of all, let's go around the room. We're going to introduce some people. First, definitely not least, he ain't shit, but I like to fuck with him. Mr. Freeze, a.k.a. Detroit's finest.
He ain't shit.
He ain't shit. What's up, man?
Same shit, different pile.
Detroit's finest kung fu martial artist.
We also got, who just pulled up with a bottle of wine. He's basically opening a bottle of wine and gonna drink it. Like, yeah.
Is everybody in the deli an alcoholic?
Working in the deli at Walmart.
Drinkers, bro.
I feel like they are, though.
You are.
No, I'm the,
we got Philly Special. What's up?
And,
what's up, Philly?
I gave up being on a movie producer's yacht and doing a lot of fun cocaine to be here because I
really?
Do drugs.
Oh, but I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
Well, I thank you for being here.
I faked a few of those bumps.
We got,
listen, man,
we got,
you don't even
we
understand.
Just pulled up Patriot. What's up, bud?
Hello, I am not even doing the hair.
What do you keep wearing?
This
Sky King. He's got a Sky King fireworks.
The neon one the same shirt?
So, yeah, real quick, did you ever work for Sky King?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because, like, no, I'm like, why does he have that shirt? Hook it up. We also got Screech. What's up, bud?
What's up?
I'm the only one that's been calling him that since that night.
Well, I'm calling him that now. You just get it? You get it?
Well, yeah. It was a nickname.
You guys didn't know it's from Saved by the Bell. You guys probably never watched
that.
Because you guys weren't born.
I never thought of
the freezer section, and I go by. I go, what's up, Screech? That's it. But I was the only one I thought was doing it.
It's not right. It's
and then we
right.
got, now what are we calling you? Are we going to go with the Fast
hair.
And Furious theme?
Hairstyle.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go with Lohan.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Lohan?
How's it going?
Good. So I really, before we get into... Patriot, because I'm going to talk about you. Before I get into that, I heard something happened to you last week.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What happened?
I got in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
And how did that happen?
Yeah. You were racing again?
Yeah, I was racing again.
That's
unfortunately.
That, man. It's dangerous.
How is it dangerous?
Because you can either kill or get into an accident.
Or have the funnest time of your life.
See, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
How expensive was the funnest time of your life?
Yeah.
$5,000.
There you go. $5,000? That's not fun. That's not fun. Sorry.
And well, insurance is covering it, so.
I could do a lot
how's
more
your neck
fun
doing
stuff
too,
with $5,000.
Yeah,
say.
Yeah.
How's your neck doing?
Oh, it's doing
is
okay.
Fun? Is that fun?
No.
You got whiplash?
You
a little bit.
Bone. I don't see how you can walk out of that without feeling hurt in some ways.
I know I hurt my back. I got rear-ended. I'm still fucking dealing with it. But
yeah,
I'm
no.
Old, so.
The night that it happened, I remember I got home from work like, I could not sleep. That's in how much pain I was. I was just, like, rolling around in bed. I was
and
like,
and it was the next night, right? It wasn't night O, it was the next one?
No, it was the night that it happened.
Oh, that night it affected you? Wow. Yeah, man. Accidents, car accidents. Fuck you
were
up.
Were you in the car? Okay, good. I was going to say, don't be putting other people's lives in
danger. Yeah, be careful with this guy. Lil Han.
Unless you're going to put one of them, like, racing seat belts, you know? Like.
Eventually.
Yeah, but still, those racing seat belts, dude, they're fucking expensive as hell, too. I'm sure.
So, that'll be worth it.
So we were talking about this off the air. We were talking about in the store, like...
Customers that you run from.
Customers that you run from. Like, there are customers that when you see them, you go the other way. So do you guys have any, like, favorites? Or not favorites? Yeah. That when you see them, you run. Well, I'm sure the deli, that's pretty much everybody, huh, Philly?
And the deli. No, I actually love the 100% of our people.
You love all the customers that come up? Yeah, there's only and they 20, treat you like shit?
Only 20% they're like high and mighty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But those, what do you do with those? Like, so the ones that you know that, oh, here comes Karen.
Same thing I do with my granddad. Shake my head, yes, and just smile.
Even if they treat you like shit, you just sit there
you
and take it?
Can't do nothing.
They can't stop your thoughts. You just like you said, just shake your head and say, yeah, huh? And then you think, you ain't shit.
Yep, sounds about right.
You ain't shit.
My
bitch.
Favorite is the fact that there's more people that come to that counter that talk shit on the people that give a shit than there are the people that give a shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I've had somebody, like, you know, they wanted half a pound of meat, and I hit, like, 0.51, and they. Bitch, like, I didn't want that much. And the next guy's like, fuck them. Anybody that's ever complained about getting too much in life has
Point
never
one?
Suffered. Yeah. Oh, listen, in our area around the Walgreens, Cumberland, Costco, whatever the fuck we're saying, they are like Richie Rich, and they are because they
totally
control
the okay.
Who is what that? They spend. That's the Patriot.
He's
like, take that wall down. We will not be segregated.
He works at our store?
No.
I was going to say, I don't recognize him.
Him? Hips?
Not Jason.
Who, the other? Oh, that's my brother.
Oh.
Well, he hit the curb when he pulled up. So
oh, that was who it is.
That. Wait, that's your brother?
That's my brother. Literally? Now, and of course, the world famous, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm his younger brother.
What and now jumping brother? In. K-Dub from the Fan Theo 5. What's up? This is K-Dub. Hold on, we'll take a quick break and we'll reset this.
Hey, thank you.
Well, anyway, you're welcome. All right, Cliff Notes. Sorry, we have to do Cliff Notes version because my last recording got fucking deleted. Yeah. But anyways, Joey D, two choices. What were the dates? You had two dates? Who were they?
Yeah. So one was with a nice teacher.
Right, no kids.
No kids.
All right.
A little older. And the other was with a very attractive woman.
And you had them on the same day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Within, like, an hour of each other.
And what are you going to do?
I mean, invite them both out and see what happens.
Go out and test waters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the one with three kids isn't probably, like, a long thing.
Is she Spanish?
Mm-hmm. I tried.
The one with three kids ain't Spanish? She's a white girl.
Yeah. I'm good. Okay. Ain't my first rodeo, son.
Okay. Yeah. No, it ain't your first rodeo. You already done with that bottle? The barefoot?
What kind of about done with it?
What kind is that anyway?
Merlot.
It's a Merlot.
No, I'm sorry. Cabernet.
Oh, Cab.
Sauvignon.
That's her.
Ooh. Damn.
Damn. Damn.
Hey, I just fucking.
That's the one with three?
Yeah.
Where's the teacher?
Yeah.
I want to see the teacher. I want
to
see the teacher. This one? I'm not wholesome. 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 You know what? It's just like a wholesome.
I had a buddy of mine tonight. He's like, hey, don't ever repeat this.
Oh, yeah. You have to hear that again.
That's the teacher.
But the kid woke up.
Not bad, not bad.
Short to Stuart.
Show on in your
teacher. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, we're back. We're changing it up. I had to change this shit up, so.
You're saying we're back, but
for like the 100th time, we're back. We don't know what God, I don't know what we're joining from. I don't know what stories you heard. This episode was momentous, but my son decided to call and fucked everything up. So right now we got a Philly special just going all over the place, talking about everybody and everything. But I'm going to change gears. I want to get back to Patriot. Yeah, like I really want to. Yeah, I want to get into yours and get that. All about that, because, you know, polyamory, man. You know, it's all about that polyamory. So what's up? Tell us. Let's update this story again, but first time on here.
I was at a flow night, which is where they do like fire dancing and spinning and stuff like that.
Like what? Like Polynesian type shit?
Like just you have like different like instruments on fire that they spin around.
Really?
Yeah. And then they have practice things for other people to participate and do things with too. But while I was there, my buddy Tim, who is polyamorous, was like, "Hey, Jason, you should meet this woman here." Which I guess we'll call the diver.
The diver. Ooh. Muff diver?
Diver.
Oh, no. She's a dive. She got her dive master's bomber. In diving.
Diver. Holy
she
shit.
She's low.
But,
she goes underwater.
She's polyamorous. She's recently through a breakup of her own with one of her partners. Well, both of her partners, actually.
So both at the same time, like
well, one
close?
Partner, she one of her primary made her break up with the secondary, and then
that one broke
a couple
up.
Weeks later. They broke up anyway because she was very resentful.
Jesus Christ! See, that's where the emotions get just. I'm just saying, there's a lot going on, man. It seems like you're holding on, like if you really gotta be comfortable in your shell and comfortable with other
yeah.
people.
It
otherwise,
the,
it's not. Destined, it just
yeah.
flames out, man. It's just
well, I heard the story. It was all pretty toxic to begin with. They had the rule no men at all because of the one that ended up wanting to return to monogamy. And she wanted to go back to monogamy. She wanted her to get rid of the rule about men, so they broke up. And a couple weeks later, she met me.
She met you. So now it's like.
She,
back on the menu.
I kind of sensed that she was just instantly like, I like this guy, like drawn in, but I never know if
this
I'm,
is the diver.
If that's yeah, I never know if I'm like arrogant or if I'm really picking up a vibe. But I was because she eventually told me that.
But you know, right?
We've been hanging out a lot. We've spent the night a couple times now, so very enjoyable times. It's going real good.
There you go. So you got one now. The rest of them, obviously,
they're
long distance.
We're just, like, dating and hooking up. I told you, I'm like, you're fresh out of a long relationship, so
you're not,
like, take your
pushing
time
it.
To,
yeah,
like,
you're
yeah.
not pushing it.
I was like, but I do like everything I so far, and this stuff's fun, too. So, like, we want to keep doing that, we keep doing that. She's like,
yeah.
yes. She gave me lots yes. of compliments. She afterward, she was like, because as we were, like, you know, making out and, like, clothes were coming off and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, by the way, like, so we were telling each other fun facts right before. So
fun
I was like,
fact.
So I was like, yeah, fun fact. I have a vasectomy. And she was like, really? So, yeah.
Right. I'm shooting blanks, baby.
I've seen, like,
she literally
fun
went,
fact Snapple says only two hurricanes have exploded. What are they? yeah, I don't know, so you won't know. Go ahead.
But after that, she literally went, well, you want to go to the bedroom? And
she's
after,
like, fuck yeah.
Afterwards,
let's
she, was
go.
Like, she was like, I never knew that the word vasectomy would be so hot before. But she was like, that was, I just, lights went on.
Jesus Christ.
God, I'm losing the way for all.
It turned her on that she didn't get pregnant.
Exactly. She ain't got to worry about, although it's not 100%, right? Isn't it like 99.999?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Who's the winner?
She's like, hey, I've never been touched before.
That I'll shoot the shit out of that doctor.
That would be Lance. That would be like a one like Elon Musk, Lance Armstrong type.
My one ego is like up to here though, because like we the second time we spent the night, I really had some fun and gave her a real good night. And afterwards,
give her a good hobnobbing.
Afterwards, she literally said. Who the fuck are you and where did you come from? And that's like the fourth time someone has said something like that to
Jesus,
me. So
look
like,
at you. Man, this guy.
Just, no, we know he is.
He's like, he eats your Wheaties.
See, like, I enjoy going on dates with women.
Okay.
I can't do that with five women.
No?
It gets
no.
expensive.
Yeah, I would say
so.
Well,
you, know,
you don't do that with five
women
then.
So I take them to McDonald's 5 days a week, like,
no, you
separate.
Just don't take all of them on dates like that.
Weekly, maybe bi-weekly, maybe, you
so
know.
Wouldn't that take the experience away from you?
No.
To do nice things with people?
I mean, you just do different, you don't have to do things that cost money with other people. Like, find a relationship where you don't
see,
have to do that.
AOL.
Yeah, you just don't date those people.
Date maybe, but the rest of you guys are too young. Back when we had AOL and they had chat rooms, that was like being in a club, being in a bar. You could just, like, you could text a bunch of chicks and eventually you'll hit one or two. And then you can just cultivate them. And every time you see them, every night you get online, you see them. And then you fucking get them. You get them. And you fuck them.
So my late grandfather.
It was such a good thing. It was such a good fucking time, bro.
Most people is two or three. AOL. That's most people's two or three. Everybody, you always jump to like five or six.
But they were crazy.
It's like two or three. Most.
So you don't have a harem. It's not like your fucking big, like Utah.
Some people, it's like seven, eight people Poly. Living together, and then some are dating some.
That's crazy.
There's that show I keep mentioning called Big Love.
Yeah.
Married to like
yeah.
three women.
It's more in like the cities where there's just more of them can find each other.
Yeah, but see, that's more in those they're more liberal.
And they all live in a cul-de-sac, so you just go right into the next
That's fucking, yeah, that's yeah. crazy. That's just. There ain't no Hispanic women doing that, I can tell you that.
No.
Ain't no Hispanic woman being, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and go to another girl tonight. And. Yeah, Spanish women be like, fuck you with me, and that's it.
Yeah, Latinas get jealous.
Right? Latinas get jealous. You got to get a white girl. What have you seen? I mean, you've had a couple that have been Hispanic, but mm-hmm. for the most part, right, they're white. What do you get?
I had two that were half black and half white. I've had Hispanic.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's
one
crazy.
One was, I think, Cuban.
Mm-hmm. Crazy Cuban.
Oh, yeah, Cubans are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
And isn't that just like Western
yes.
Puerto Rican?
That's the one where
Western Puerto Rican.
I would rather be. To be honest, I would rather be with a Puerto Rican than a Cuban.
Cubans are
loud and
I met
annoying.
The boyfriend.
Yeah.
They were both.
They're
from,
like the next level.
They were both born there too, and moved here.
Cuba.
Yeah.
And they were okay with probably because they were doing that shit over there.
How good she's
all they do is have a good time and drink.
I met him and played video games with him. That's the one I beat at the video games. And
I want to beat your girl.
Like, going back,
like he was a lot heavier than me, and like I, in a traditional cliche way, I'm just better looking. I think he just got real insecure because he,
of course,
he said no.
Who the one you were walking with?
The one, the Cuban couple that I was.
Yeah, is she?
But he was cool up until we actually hung out. Like he was super. Like he seemed like he was like we talked. Like text, and then like he dropped her off at the bar when she met me on our little.
And when he saw you, he was like, "Oh hell!"
He didn't come in or nothing. He just dropped her off and was like, "Hope it goes well." And then like they invited me over to their place, and I hung out and played video games. And yeah,
I could never like drop a girl off to hang with a dude.
No, have a good time.
Like I'm dropping off my kid.
Make sure you swallow.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not a wimp like you. I don't know.
Swell it all, baby.
It's not about being a wimp. It's just,
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
You know, it like I said, I just amazed by it. That's why I'm always just fascinated by the dynamic and then how the relationships and how you cultivate them. And it's like,
I don't want anyone else putting the same amount of effort that I'm putting
Very
in.
Very interesting. But you?
But mm-hmm. don't you see how selfish that sounds? You don't want someone else giving them as much energy as you do.
I got the second guy too.
In that kind of sense,
that's on the fire, right?
Yeah.
Like only me, only I. You only receive this much energy from me.
At a time.
I'm getting it when the 6 comes out. GTA 6 comes out. I'm getting it. I gotta wait another year, but I'm getting it. Well,
and you only give that love to me. Selfish.
Berserker.
Berserker.
Yeah, well, like I said, I thank you guys for coming out. I mean, I don't know what we ended up with on this episode. It was kind of a hodgepodge, but we did get caught up.
Dude,
although you did amazing. Finish a fucking bottle of Barefoot.
I was fucking
since I've been on the podcast last. And my portion by saying that there's a new best team in our division.
Fuck you.
Who?
Us.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Bro, listen, you know how many years you guys have won the fucking division in the offseason? Oh, the Jets. Please. Let your quarterback survive a fucking series before you decide
to go. Jordan Travis learning under.
You got Jordan Travis, right?
Yeah. Learning under Rodgers.
Any of the FSU quarterback?
You almost get the Heisman?
Please. Yeah.
Jordan Travis.
Why is that last name so familiar?
At the rate Rodgers is going, he may end up fucking retiring before the season starts.
Is he the brother of Devin Travis? Sounds like he might be the brother.
He's already.
Huh?
I saw Rodgers is all ready to play.
I think he's going to play one more year and that's
it. This is dude's name?
I think so too. And I think he's going to go into like some type of coaching position.
No, he's going to do fucking Alex Jones videos talking about how COVID was a fucking psych op and AIDS is a fucking... I mean, that guy's just all over the place.
Yeah, this kid is the brother of Devin Travis.
You know him?
Yeah, I know Devin Travis.
Well, he can't...
I know this kid.
And they picked him up last, too. Like, in, like, the last round.
Really?
Yeah. Our first pick was that OT from Penn State.
Sports. Talking sports. Paige is like, what? I don't follow sports. You follow sports at all?
A little bit of baseball, that's about it.
Baseball, ugh.
I watch the Lions, though.
Yeah, well.
Because that's like a family thing. Yeah.
I saw Namath far away today. Oh,
okay. I've seen him, like, as a kid.
Small world, huh?
Yeah, I've, like, said what's up to him and shit. Like, I've played with the kid, too. His brother, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shit. He's young. He's young as fuck.
I saw Namath again from far away.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Before
I came over here, I went to the Square Grouper.
Around here?
In Jupiter.
Jupiter, yeah.
And I saw his Bentley parked in the parking lot. So I walked around back to the Square
Grouper. Did he say, I want to give you a kiss?
Not me.
That guy, man. Yeah, he was the last great quarterback for you guys.
He's got the Lucky Shot restaurant there.
He has a restaurant?
Yeah. Pretty cool. What's his name? Marino's always there.
The diver.
Ooh. Yeah, cute. I played very with nice. Jordan Travis's brother in baseball. Yeah. Yes. He might be prone to injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know he's always there?
I like grabbing nice.
Dan Marino's always there.
Where? And he lives in Jupiter, right?
Yeah.
He lives in Jupiter.
Him and Amy are friends.
Yeah. Is he hitting on women? I heard he's an ass.
And Belichick hangs out there too.
He lives here?
Yeah.
Belichick lives?
Yeah. He goes to Palm Beach Sports Club in Jupiter.
So, okay, so we got Parcells.
Yeah.
Because Parcells lives in Jupiter.
He trained at my Jupiter Fitness gym.
I saw him at a Publix years ago, and I was okay. Yeah. I saw him.
He's there.
Belichick's there. Fucking Saban's there.
Yeah.
Saban supposedly got a house in Jupiter Island, yeah. Right?
Tiger.
Yeah. And before Burt Reynolds died. Before Burt Reynolds died, he was part of that too.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know people around here. Hazinga's live around here, right?
Yeah. We're right down the road.
He built that Publix, supposedly.
Oh, all the way down Murphy.
Yeah. And then Hazinga, I think his wife, did she finally pass?
Probably.
Yeah. The golf place here, they got the home plate there from the 97 World Series. The actual home plate. If you walk out for the first hole, because I used to service it, it's the actual home plate. Because he owned the golf course. Yeah. Fuck the Marlins, by the way.
One of our...
Fucking traded Arise.
I saw that.
What a fucking joke.
He actually debuted. He got a 4 out of 6.
Where, at San Diego?
Yeah. He got an RBI, 2 RBIs.
That raise.
We have a regular Marlins customer that comes in. Her husband...
Brantley shops.
Brantley. Russell Wilson sports agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Karen.
Yeah, yeah, the agent. Yeah, but Brantley shops here.
Brantley? Yeah.
Freddie Brantley. Well, he went to Fort Pierce Central.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, yeah.
Chichi Rodriguez shops here.
Chichi, I haven't seen him.
That's in a minute.
Yeah? He's old as fuck.
Let's say old Paul.
You all right there, Philly?
He's sleeping.
Sleeping it off? You all right, man? Yeah, he's all right.
He's back.
Well, I think that about does it. Thank you for listening to this, whatever the hell episode this turned out to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thank you guys for coming out. We'll see you guys. The summer's coming up, so this is actually probably the last time it's actually gonna be comfortable out here because you know how it gets hot. In the summer. It's going to get hot, and then it's going to be really bad with the storms this year out here. So
it's going to get nippy.
Get ready. Thanks for listening. You know where to find us, Anthony 05 Podcast.
Yeah.
And check us out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And call for all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Fam 305.